The Tustamina goes in for annual maintenance and inspection every year ahead of its summer sailings, says DOT spokesperson Meadow Bailey.
We schedule that in the spring, so it's something that is planned upon. This year, though, the return to service is delayed because of some steel that needs to be replaced, and it's taking longer than we originally anticipated.
The trusty Tusty won't leave Ketchikan until May 23rd, and its first run is scheduled from Homer to Seldovia now on May 27th. The state knows this delay of several weeks can take a toll.
There are communities where this is the regular vessel and there is not a replacement vessel. So when she's out of service, it has a huge impact.
Like in the Chignecks, which counts on having the service ahead of the summer salmon season. Alana Anderson is the mayor of Chignick Bay.
Around, I think it was 2013, it started getting more and more delays. And so what used to be a May travel to the Chignecks is now turned into June, July. And it's really put a hardship on all the families that are actually coming back into the villages and cities in the remote areas up here in Chignik and along the chain.
Her city council has instructed a letter be sent to the governor detailing the problems this delayed service is creating. This is especially true as the salmon fleet gets ready for their season.
One of the biggest things for the fishermen is the fact that they aren't able to get all their supplies and their food brought in to the cities at a reasonable, affordable price. And even families coming in, it cuts down on them. An airfare to Chignik is $645. So if you have a family of four, that's almost $3,000 just to bring a family in.
By comparison, a fare from Homer to Chignik on the Tustamina is just under $200, roughly a third the cost of flying in for the season. Mayor Anderson says she's heard from fishing communities all along the Tusty's route who are in a bind now with these delays. As a side note, for that stop, the Lake and Peninsula Borough prioritized construction of a new dock in Chignik Bay, which is just about complete. The $11 million project was undertaken after the state balked at continued use of an older private dock that could be highly unstable in strong weather. The Tusty is expected to tie up to the new dock now on its first stop there, June 1st. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.